interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Did Smoothie explode in here yesterday? There's a lot of sticky remnants.
Oh, really? Or he's just a slob.
Uh-oh! I know he does that Smoothie Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And there's, like, things are sticky.
Probably.
I don't know what happened.
No time to clean it up. Raspberry remnants.
Someone just sent me a clip. I love AI-generated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, there's all these photos of celebrities doing guitar solos and, like, presidential candidates doing guitar solos. I'll show you those. They're really funny.
Okay.
But someone said, look up The Rock eating rocks. There's no sound of it, but I'll show you the visual.
Okay.
Here, jump in Twitch real quick. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. This is The Rock eating rocks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Why is that so horrifying? It's not great. If you're just listening, it's not great.
Oh, my God.
But it's just a shirtless, muscle-bound rock eating rocks like it's candy.
Yeah.
And ice cream.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying, yeah. Thank you for the suggestion, text line. That'll be a good batch of nightmare fuel later. He's still going. He's eating all these rocks.
Turn off.
All right. I don't want to see it anymore.
These are starting to get to me, man.
The AI stuff?
They make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like that in that weird...
Like something like, just not right.
Yeah. Where something feels awkward.
Like a simulation. Like, this something isn't right, guys. I don't know if we should be doing this.
Yeah, I don't like it. Neander rock.
Well, good morning, everybody. It might look nice outside, but it's cold.
It's some boo.
36 outside of Utica studio, 39 outside the Syracuse studio.
That's okay. This time next week, it's going to be 90-ish.
Yeah.
So whatever, man.
It's going to be almost 90. I think today's it. Now, I'm knocking on wood. Today's the last cold day, I think. I didn't even bring my plants in last night because I don't think it frosted.
Ooh, there was a frost warning.
There was?
Oh.
We only got the hangy
your
plants.
Your plants are all dead forever.
Probably.
I wore pants.
I thought about it.
I didn't trust the shorts because I was like, we can't get out of here in enough time where it's not like it's going to be 5 o'clock in the afternoon in case of a swing happens and it's 80, I'm going to be dying all day.
I thought about wearing pants today, but then I wouldn't be as flexible. I wouldn't have full range of motion. You never know what you're going to need.
What you doing?
I don't know. Might some lunges.
Nah.
Might need to.
Nope.
Quick pickup game or something might happen.
Nah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't want to have tight denim on if I got to.
All of a sudden you're going to get called into action.
Someone might call me to do a steeplechase.
Someone's going to come running in with the basketball.
Yeah.
Full outfit on.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
We're over at the dome.
Yeah.
We're playing a pickup game with NBA All-Stars.
Might happen.
And we're the only guy short.
Yeah.
Josh!
Yeah, and then they'll call me. And then they'll watch me have a heart attack right there on the court. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, or you never know, maybe like a bike ride might pop up or something. Or
you got a bike?
I don't anymore, no.
Okay.
That's stolen.
Okay. How do you... All right.
Somebody might have a bike, though.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. They're going to need...
And I don't want to have pants on for that.
You're going to need two bikes, though, because unless you just want someone to bring you a bike.
Or what if something happens today and we need to wade just in a little bit of water?
Oh.
Like, what if there's, like, not deep water, but what if it's like, hey, man, we got to get out there.
Like, ankle deep?
A lot of foot of water, yeah.
Oh, boy. Foot of water for me is different for you.
Yeah.
that's all of me.
Yeah, you never know, bud. Well, listen, here we are. It is Thursday. That means Cocoa Puffs tonight.
Oh, yeah.
On our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Right on that.
It is Thursday already, our full-ass cannabis show tonight. Cody Mack will be sampling products that we can't discuss on the radio, but we thank our friends at East Coast Emeralds, Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, and many, many others.
I might just have to get toe up, as
do your thing,
kids
man.
Say.
I'll be sipping on a Delta water with you.
There you go.
I'll be sipping on one of them.
Sipping on it.
There's got to be... go back and watch this clip. What the hell did you do in here, Smoothie? Like, I can't even touch the board. It's got like a, there's like a stickiness to it.
And he had the nerve to blame me and us for random
what?
Things.
What did we do?
Well, first he thought that coffee cup out there that was Rick Gary's was us or mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, because yesterday was the first day I had coffee. And he goes, yeah, look, coffee, knew it was you. Went, huh?
What? Yeah.
He said, coffee cup out on the table out there, that's you. And I went, what? He goes, that's figured as one of you radio guys or the morning show things with lazy bits. And I was
the
like,
hell do we do?
I said, we're not the ones that leave things soaking
yeah,
in the
he leaves his stuff in the
sink.
Are we
all
feuding
day
with Smoothie
wrong.
Now? I guess we got a food with feud with Smoothie.
Well, no, it's just that don't gonna pass off your messes on us. We are the two least messy people here.
We are very clean, grown men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I use one cup. That's all I use. That's you. You use Yeti. Your soccer mom and Yeti
and
right there.
And we wash them.
We do. We wash them.
We didn't blow raspberries all over the place.
Is that what happened?
I have no idea if that's what it is, if it's red remnants
it's
or whatever.
Like, no, it's like a brown, like, stickiness oh. right here for his smoothies. Anyways, happy National Wine Day. Do you know today's Wine Day?
Oh, jeez.
I don't care for wine. I don't drink it very often. I mean, if it's like a sweet one, I'll drink it, but...
My mom's got an older calendar where they don't have it on there yet, the actual day, so she just goes ahead and celebrates every day.
Oh, every day's wine day?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
your mom's go-to drink? She likes wine?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, she'll knock back a beer or a mm-hmm. cocktail, whatever looks good, but she likes a white wine.
Wine's a pretty high ABV if you're looking to get a catch a buzz.
It'll get you there.
It'll get you there.
It'll get you there, man. And it's you can mix it with stuff. Like, you can put fruits in it and stuff like that, whereas other ones you kind of can't.
You can make what is sangria? Is sangria a wine?
But it's got all the fruits and stuff in it, like a yeah. bunch of them. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
No, I like that Bully Hill, that sweet Walter White. I like that.
Yep.
Because it's like I'm drinking like a grape juice or whatever.
Yeah. This is going to be, you know, tickling the fancy, but it's for reals, for reals. I like Ashley Lynn
yeah.
wine slushies.
Yeah, for real. Those are good wine slushies.
I would like some wine slushies if I could have my comeuppance.
I'd like to get the problem is my booze tolerance is so high. It takes me a couple of them to get a nice buzz on.
Yeah.
But if you put a little vodka topper in there or something.
Well, that and I learned if you drink, you got to drink them fast.
Yeah.
If you drink them fast,
mm-hmm.
you're off and running. Good to go.
What's everyone's go-to wine? Ashley Lynn will be at the Summit Federal yeah. Credit Union Tastes of Syracuse
Ooh.
Next weekend.
Oh, so I can get a wine slushy?
You can get a wine slushy, dude. You know you can. You can get a big one, too.
Yeah. I might have to. I don't know. It's not a wine. I just really like those Royal watermelon lemonades.
Is that what you gave me?
I think so, a while back.
The little thin cans?
I don't know if they were the Royal lemonade, the watermelon lemonade.
No,
I
mine
think
was
they
a
were
half
like
and
a,
half.
Yeah, it was a half and half.
And that's the little thin cans?
Yeah.
I like
now
those.
They have like the good size cans where you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Because they started making them in two different ones. Because you can get the regular ones for like those half cans, I think, for like $8 or $9.
Nice.
But then the bigger ones are like, they're worth it. They're like yeah. $14, $15.
I don't know how you wine people pick like what wine you like. I went to the liquor store yesterday, and it's like, just to get stuff for Whiskey Wednesday, one wall is all yeah. of the booze, the other wall, all wine.
So many.
And you just know, like, you're like, how do you pick one?
I think you learn over time.
What you like.
Because you can tell pretty quick what you like, red or white.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of go from there. Or, you know, sweet, not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like red and drier the better.
Whoa!
Dry as possible.
We're the opposite then. I like white and then sweet, sweet, sweet.
Huh. Yeah, I like a nice, super red. One that I like, the bull's blood.
Yeah, your mom says that they do tastings.
Yeah, they go all the place and do stuff and they figure out which ones they like and they go, oop. That one.
I've driven the wine tour bus from time to time. When, you know, my family wants to go do a wine tour.
I've never done one. I don't have so much interest in it. You know what I mean? Everything
yeah.
that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to waste a seat on the bus. You know what I'm saying?
This, we just like rented like a caravan and I drove people around.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Like, it's fine to do a wine tour because you're in the Finger Lakes and it's pretty and it's nice. And you randomly pop up, like, you'll be at like... Big Burly Man's Winery. And he's like, yeah, here we go, winery. And then you go, like, some random hippy-dippy house where
all
it's like, y'all want some wine? And it's like,
lavender
what
wines.
Is going on in the Finger Lakes? It's yeah. wild.
No, it's the Finger
it's
Lakes.
The Finger Lakes, you're right.
I don't call that for nothing.
And how did that become such, like, a wine area? Because of the water and, like, you can grow stuff there?
Yes. I think it has everything to do with that it's in, like, those, like the little valleys and such where it's it collects stuff really well and it's good sunlight.
Okay. But I would think that, well, like California, you assume it's good wine because it's California. There's
good weather.
But up here we get like snow and stuff and they can power through.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works really. I wouldn't mind doing that just because Costa does it, and I've watched him.
He makes wine?
Oh, yeah, that. And, well, he is, if you go into his place, he started with just a hangy basket plant, man, of grapes.
Uh-huh.
And now he's got, like, a little mini vineyard in his shop and outside on his patio.
Oh, wow.
And I bet that's just fun. Just, even if you don't want wine.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of grapes.
Yeah. I could play Grape Lady right now, but I don't feel like it.
Oh,
damn. I mean, it'd be the perfect time to do it, but I won't do it.
I mean.
I won't do it.
We go live to one of those samplings. But no, that would be great. Just because I like the way it looks.
Yeah?
I like vines on things. You know what I mean?
Watching things grow. Like, you go past these hops farms where it's like big hops growing.
That's what I mean. I like the way that looks. So
I like seeing that.
I wouldn't mind having that around, you know, my patio and stuff.
Text on some information. We produce, in this area, sweeter wines typically. Cold makes the grapes produce more sugar.
Oh, we do. You know
what? That's what I like.
When you look at the New York part of the wines, like the wine wall.
They're sweeter.
There are a lot of the sweeter ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I like my wine in a big old bag.
Just stick a Capri Sun?
Yeah, just stick a damn straw in it and you're good to go. I want to hear this clip. I want to save it so we could hear it together. So, this is a news reporter out of Australia, so I already know the accent's going to be great, who got sent live on location. Like, we always laugh about how they're always like, hey, news reporter, go stand at this place to do the news report.
Go do a thing. Why?
So they sent him to a cattle farm, and I guess it smelled so bad he couldn't stop gagging. And I wanted to hear it with you. Here he is. This is the weatherman on Today Show Australia trying to do a live report from a farm, but I guess it smelled awful.
G'day, Timmy. Beautiful morning there.
Oh, it's smelly.
Yes, the air is very fresh here this morning, Carl. I can confirm. My goodness me. We've got some cattle that we're hand feeding. I got a case of the gags happening here. But I'm sorry. I'm such a city slicker because the smell of some of the animals, they're beautiful, but the smell, I mean, this one just keeps turning around on me and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm really sorry.
Tough it up, Timmy. Oh, my goodness.
Let me go back.
G'day, Timmy.
It's turning around on me, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Tough it up, Timmy.
Turning around on me, and I'm not sure how I feel about
it. Poor Timmy.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, poor sounds Timmy. Like
Now, some of that, it's a little rough sometimes. I get it.
Dude,
get
it was that. A couple of weeks ago in Baldwinsville. I guess found out they spread, like, fresh manure or something. But I was driving. I was on Downer Street, and I was like, what? First, and I apologize to the gentleman who was ahead of me. So there was a guy walking out of Tops, and I was behind him, and it smelled like unwashed ass, and I was like, Jesus, man, go take a shower. Like, I thought it to myself.
Yeah.
And I wrongly attributed the stink in the air to that guy.
You thought it was his butt?
And I was like, oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. It was not him. I apologize to you, random stranger, but I was, like, in the area doing errands, and I was like, what? What is that unwashed ass smell? I guess it was fresh. So I get it, man. If you're right in the middle of that.
Yeah. There ain't nothing better than on a summer day, nice, hot, gorgeous summer day. You're driving down the road, your window's open, and then just that cow manure smell comes in. You're like, Central New York.
Here it is, buddy. Or that right early in the morning, driving on 690 into downtown, and that Onondaga Lake, that musk hits you.
Nice, that, like, sulfury.
Sulfury chemical musk hits you.
Poo.
Floating through life, and Twitch says, my friend farted in the car and his wife vomited. Wow.
Wow.
That's a pungent one.
That is rough.
That's a pungent one.
Like, you've got it. I mean, you've dropped some Vile. I've never come close to puking.
No, the only I'm not too sensitive to smells. The only I mean, I'm sensitive to like, smells. Is like I need things to smell good.
Yeah,
but only thing that makes me gag is like sour milk. Like if I smell like a sour milk or something, that's like
that is rough.
I'm sensitive to that, but otherwise, I'm not going to have the case of go to case of the gags.
And say there's a bunch that can get me.
Yeah, you like what?
I don't know. It's, well, you see everything, all the things that you guys do all the time always makes me gag. Just everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm always almost puking.
Tell you one thing doesn't make them gag, ladies. Wow.
Wait.
What? Huh?
Wait a minute.
I mean, anyways. Oh. Text line, I grew up near Plainville Turkey Farm. There is no worse smell than turkey crap.
Oh, that's got to be vile.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's got to be vile.
Is it like a certain turkey time of year poop. It's bad?
Ugh.
Or is it all year?
Because they got to, like...
They gotta poop.
Think of gooses. How those big old poops.
Yeah, I would imagine turkeys are similar to that.
Big turkey deuces everywhere.
You ever see those, what is it? I'm not a farmer, so I don't know what they're called. Yeah. But you know the pond that's full of, like, the cow feces?
Yeah, the thing. The thing.
Whatever that's called.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Is it the cesspool? Whatever it is?
It is, but... Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Text line says, rotten hay bales smell worse than any pig or turkey could. As a farmer, take my word for
it.
Why? Because it's like fermenting or something?
Yeah, think of that nasty smell of just when you flip over like a big pile of wet leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know that smell where you're like, what the hell? Is something die under
that? Yeah, you're right.
Now times that by 1,000 and have it be like a fermenting hay bale.
It's like
thing.
Unwashed balls is what it smells like. Like a dampness to it.
Ugh, no thanks.
Manure Lagoon, Swanson Farms checking in on the text line. Thank you, Swanson Farms.
That's where I'm going on vacation this summer.
You are? You're going to Manure Lagoon?
Yeah. Just float around.
It's the new water park I'm opening. We got slippy slides down here at Manure Lagoon. Yo, Northern Trucker, the transfer station. Preach.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you've been to a transfer station, my dear friend Cody.
No, I've never had to go do.
But those of us out in the country
dump.
That don't have garbage pickup, I mean, we could if we paid for it. But
you're
what's
like,
the point?
Screw that.
I'm gonna just drive it myself, dude. I'm gonna say something that you're not gonna like. So prepare yourself. There was a period in time. A lot of you aren't gonna like what I'm about to say. Okay, it's a period in time. Summer afternoon, I had to go to the transfer station, and I'm unloading my bins, my garbage bins, and apparently one of the bags in the bins, I know, I'm sorry, you're all free to go, but I started
the thought, you have to,
and I lifted up the bag, probably on a 100 degree day or something, and there's this like slurry of sludge in the bottom of my bin, and in there, I would say probably 1,000 maggots climbing around. I knew it. I'm sorry. Now it's out. Diva calls it trashberry juice. All right, so...
now I'm going to throw up. There's one of the things that makes
me gag.
There it
is. Now I'm gagging because I'm envisioning it, and I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing the maggots in there.
We just talked about this.
You hate maggots.
They're so fucking unnecessary.
They're the worst thing, dude.
And I don't understand where all of a sudden... I get where they come from... But I don't understand where they come from, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. It's all of a sudden, so there's just thousands of them about to
garbage.
I don't
know where they come from either.
Like, how did one fly have all of you?
Yeah. And they cook, and then they start to... All right, I'm going to change the topic, because this is not how he started day. I was just sharing this funny audio of this news reporter. And
any rice for dinner, anybody?
Dancy rice.
Ooh.
A little dancy rice. Garbage bin full of dancy rice. A little spoon of dancy rice.
Dear Spring, it's time to get a great ride at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can choose a new 23 Toyota Camry, Corolla, Highlander, or RAV4 gas model, each available with 3.99 for 48 months financing. New 23 Camry, Corolla, Highlander, and RAV4 hybrid models now have 4.99 for 48 months financing. Choose from over 30 new Toyota Tough Tundra and Tacoma trucks available right now and get 3.99 for 48 financing on that new 23 Toyota Tacoma at Burdick Toyota, where you can drive home the all-new, all-electric 2023 Toyota BZ4X. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Your Camry connection. Shop BurdickToyota.com. Special APR financing offers through Toyota Financial for Tier 1 or better qualified buyers. Plus tax $197.50 dock fee. DMV Extra ends 5/2/23.
Hey, good morning.
Wayne, I am looking in the weather center today. For those of you watching in Twitch, I will describe. You're a nice guy. I can't imagine you'd bring up a camera with snow on it for some reason. Is that snow that I see over your shoulder?
That is not snow. That's sort of a gravel beach sand sort of deal. That's
not snow. It's really not. No.
It looks like snow. Now, I'm looking at boat docks, essentially, and then I see all this white stuff. Where are we in the weather center today?
Okay. To show you, as we head towards the unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day holiday weekend coming up, try to give you a little, maybe somebody is headed to Cape Cod this weekend.
Cape Cod. Yeah, we'll go to Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to imagine either of you or both of you have gone to Cape Cod before, right?
I don't think I've been.
Not Cape Cod. I don't think we went that far.
No, I've not been to Cape Cod.
Really?
I told you, Wayne, I've been south. I always go south. We haven't gone north or really east very much, so.
Well, I know you haven't been to Maine, haven't been to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And now you're saying you haven't been to Cape Cod. You know, there's a whole new world east of the Hudson Valley.
I know, Wayne. I really got a lot of exploring to do that direction.
That's true.
You sure do. Well, if you were headed to Cape Cod this weekend, okay, this is a live cam from Falmouth, Massachusetts, which is on the outer edge of Cape Cod. There's the Atlantic Ocean there, the harbor, but it's very quiet there this morning. And 52 degrees right now. And the weather is going to be fantastic for all weekend long anywhere in the Northeast. That includes locally Central New York and the Mohawk Valley. Temperatures slowly warming up. But out there, Cape Cod, along the New England coast with the water, you've got to deal with the water temperature. And if you were thinking, well, I'm going to go to Cape Cod or Provincetown in Cape Cod and jump in the water, well, keep in mind the water temperature is 54 degrees.
Yikes.
So it's not like a heated pool.
No.
But if you get away from the ocean, a few hundred feet, a half a mile, now it warms up into the 60s, the air temperature, and maybe you get some low 70s out there. But Cape Cod live shot, great weather there this holiday weekend.
Well, here locally, Wayne, I will say this. Kind of a bummer waking up this morning. I didn't get a frost. I didn't need to bring in the plants. But it was, I think, 36 when I got in my car this morning up here.
Yeah, and we're going to be close to that again tonight, too. So so if you have flowers, plants, vegetables outside tonight, and you live in what you would call a normally colder spot, bring them in or cover them up just to be safe. But better safe than sorry, as the old saying goes. But tonight will be the coldest night again. And then we'll start to gradually see a bit of a warm-up as we head on into the weekend. Weather is looking fantastic.
Yeah, I've made a very bold claim, and I know I'll eat my words, but I said I think tonight's going to be that last chilly, like 30-degree weather night. I think that we're probably going to make a turn now. Right, Wayne?
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm looking, and I'll let you get into your forecast here, but I'm seeing we're in like the mid to high 80s next week, right? So we really are going to be warming up here.
We are going to be warming up. So we start with today. Today, mostly sunny and a high temperature, low 60s. Tonight, clear, upper 30s, around 40. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny. We're up close to 70 tomorrow. Then the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, 75. Sunday, mostly sunny, near 80.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day, Monday, mostly sunny, 80 to 85. So anywhere in the Northeast, Central New York, Mohawk Valley, heading into New England, or like the live view here, Cape Cod, fantastic stretch of weather ahead.
I really love it, Wayne. Well, thank you for the update, bud. We'll check in tomorrow, sir.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks.
Wayne Mahar gives us the weather just before 7 o'clock. There you go, Memorial Day weekend, looking real nice.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right.
Real nice. Get out there and enjoy some of that sunshine. Coco Pops, join us on our Twitch channel, 8 o'clock, for our cannabis show, presented by Paper and Leaf Hemp Company. And of course, East Coast Emeralds.
Deep out.
Yes.
Yes. Good fun tonight.
Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Can't tell you about it on the radio, so we jumped to Twitch. But, of course, all those commands are live all the time on our Twitch channel. You can use paper, East Coast, THC for the Herbal Center /Strain Squad.
I'm not even going to tell them on Twitch.
Why, you're not?
I'm not even going to.
You're just going to sit there and look at them?
Yeah, man.
What did you try last week? You wanted to play Super Mario or something last week?
Yeah, but the TV was too white.
Do you want a capture card to do that? Is that something you'd like to add to your streams?
I wouldn't. I mean, if people want me to play like 10 minutes of Super Nintendo, I thought it might be a fun little...
Sure, I can help you set that up if that's something you're interested in doing.
It might be a neat little whatever.
Tell you what, man, your Cocoa Puff set has the vibe now. It's just got so much stuff going on. I just look at so many things.
There's a lot of things going on.
You're going to need like another table for all your accessories.
You need a whole new set. Need a whole nother,
you need a whole big wraparound.
What we're going to do, we'll have Krabs. The apartment right next to me is open.
Oh!
So if anybody wants to live literally right next to me, well, we'll rent that out, and that'll be the new Cocoa Puff
set.
Why
is my wife texting me saying, drop off an application for that apartment? What does that mean?
Oh.
She's telling me to live. You should get in there right next to Cody. I think it'd be best.
I'd get $500 off a month's rent.
What is it, a one-bedroom, two-bedroom?
One-bedroom. Because I went in there because they're redoing everything.
So they get an all-new fancy apartment?
Why don't you just slide over to the fancy
new one, then?
Well, there's no, like I said, I wanted to go in there and see. There's no natural light, like I thought.
There's none.
But because, literally, they ripped out the cabinets. Like, the guys, I was home, and the guy stopped me because I was out on the balcony. He was like, just as a heads up, we're going to be really loud for a little bit. I'm sorry. I was like, nah, there's probably no other way to rip cabinets off a wall.
Yeah, I get it.
Pardon me. But they ripped out the sink, the dishwasher, all the carpets, everything in that apartment. But what they did, I noticed, was I left the other morning, and they just left the door open.
Well, if there's nobody in there or nobody's stuff.
But then they ended up leaving the front door open, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, that's how we get coyotes.
Or people steal stuff. When we were building our house, I physically watched people steal an entire house full of carpet from my house.
Unreal.
We were living at my in-laws,
and
I drove past our house, which was being built, watched two gentlemen in a white van walking an entire, like, roll of carpet out the door, and in the moment I go, oh, I guess they're putting the carpet in today.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later, the contractor's like, hey, did you know where that carpet went? I think somebody stole it this morning.
Wow.
It was brazen. It was brazen.
That is. Goodness gracious.
So about 15 years ago, if you stole a big old roll of carpet from someone's house being built,
that's a...
You scumbags.
Dick move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, anyways. Yeah, but you don't... Oh, you said there's no natural light.
No, yeah. I don't like it.
Well, while you're at it, why don't you put some new cabinets in here?
Yeah, right. Hey, come on over. Slide on in here. Or I should have been like, oh, no, wrong apartment, guys.
Guys, bring it in right here. Bringing it right here.
This one.
I think you should refer to your balcony as the veranda. It sounds fancy.
Oh, my veranda?
I was out on the veranda last night.
Well, because I never know really what to call it, because it's not a balcony, but it is. It's only, 3 feet off the ground?
Still, that's a balcony.
So I like veranda.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Out on the veranda.
Oh, I'm on the, what's the other thing? Lanai?
What is that one?
Is that a thing, too?
I don't know, but the terrace.
Oh, the terrace.
The terrace.
Oh, I'm on my terrace.
Yeah, really fancy it up a little bit. Last evening, I was watching television on the terrace. Oh,
I love taking a lounge out on the lanai, watching TV on the terrace.
I do love pulling up to your place, and there's Elsa's face right there in the door staring at, like, complete... It's the exact level of you.
Yes.
In your car. Right, yep. If you pull into that spot.
She's just staring at you. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
You're here.
The pergola? Would it be a pergola?
I mean, I like that.
I mean, really, I like put yourself at a higher level. Be like, hey, I'm going to be out on the pergola tonight.
I'm going to sleep out on the veranda.
So, researchers did a study, and I will tell you from firsthand experience, this is not true. Every day... They claim when you're feeling hungry, which is me most of the time.
It was just me a little while ago.
You can satisfy your cravings or desire to eat by just looking at photos online.
That makes it worse.
That makes it worse. That makes me hungrier.
Way worse.
They tested 1,000 people in a series of online studies examining the different ways our perceptions of food affect our cravings. In one experiment, people were exposed to an online photo of orange M&M candies. That wouldn't make that. I would just be uninteresting.
Depends.
Participants who saw the image 30 times had less desire to eat M&Ms.
What?
I'm going to tell you this right now. As somebody who looks at cheesesteaks online probably every day of my life, I don't want a cheesesteak less.
No.
I want more cheesesteak.
Yes. Yeah, that does not work for me at all. I even thought it would working at a pizza place would make me want pizza and wings and all that less. Mm-hmm. It made me want them more. When I worked at Costa's, oh my God, all I wanted was wings.
Yeah.
Because all I smelled and was around was hot, delicious orders of chicken wings.
Like, these people that'll be like, oh man, I used to work at that restaurant. You'll never want to eat there again if you work there. That ain't true, man. When I worked at McDonald's, I ate a lot of McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you're going to say,
and even with you all, man, with the things I've seen, I don't care.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Is it going to kill me, make me sick? Then I don't care.
I've already eaten there, and we haven't died. That's what I was going to say. I've already eaten there. I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
Keep going.
They say, quote, your appetite is more closely linked with your cognitive perception.
Whoa.
Can you say that? You will receive a psychological response to something you have only thought about. That's why we can feel fully satisfied without eating anything. That is a lie. Because
that's not.
That I will not feel less hungry.
Does that work for anybody?
No.
Anybody agreed with this?
It's like saying if you're horny, just go watch a lot of porno and then you won't be horny anymore. That's not true.
Yeah,
I want more boobs and butt and butt balls and back, you
right?
know?
Hmm. Yeah, no one is agreeing with this.
Nobody. And I'm just
cognitive.
Speaking.
Cognitive.
Cognitive from
people. Cognitive.
I'm just saying that's a lie.
Yeah.
One lie was detected, and that's if I keep staring at photos. What?
I agree. Lottie, you just drink the air and yell, purple Kool-Aid!
And that's it!
Purple Kool-Aid!
And then you got a belly full of purple Kool-Aid.
Mm.
And I don't even need pictures, to be honest with you. I'll go through the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse list of vendors.
Yeah.
I'll get hungry just looking at their names.
Right? Yeah. I had to go get an ice cream novelty because they mentioned Skippy's in a commercial.
Yeah, like you and I just got dog brains, man. Yeah. Like, I just got to see the word Wildcat, and I go, oh, I got to get some pizza and boneless wings real quick, you know? Tons.
No, we mention it all the time. Advertising works on
us. It works on us, man.
I heard a Skippy's commercial, and they mentioned ice cream novelties, and I went, oh, some bitch, I need an ice cream novelty right now.
I don't think we're alone. I don't think we're alone. I think it works on a lot of people.
Yes.
I think that you should be advertising on this show because it does work.
Yes.
If you're talking about treats, delicious treats over and over again, people want delicious treats.
Yeah.
Honoring the late, great Tina Turner.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my folks react.
She had great legs. I got better legs, but she had great legs.
Yeah, no, hers are okay. Yours, top notch.
Look at this.
Those yams.
You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with
it? Stymie Thursday.
What's love?
I didn't ring my name.
What's love got to do?
So, good morning, everybody.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
We are talking with one of our international viewers here in our Twitch chat. We're
international.
We're international. We're intercontinental when we eat French toast. Her name is Rihanna, and she's from Australia. And she's waiting for a Domino's pizza from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I started looking up, well, what does Domino's do in Australia? I'm going to bring it up here on our Twitch so you can see the photos. They have your classic pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right. And that's it.
And that's about it. And they get wild down there. Hold on a second. I'll bring it up.
Oh, she says after she went to a Medica, she's got to have crispy bacon all the time now. You don't got crispy bacon in Australia?
Well, they call it something else. They call it rasher bacon.
I don't even know what that is.
Here, I'm going to show you on the Twitch chat. I'm going to bring up the visual. Now, they've got pizza pastas. Is that something we have here in the States?
We've had those before.
Pizza pastas?
Yeah. Let me see what this is. What is this ration?
Three large pizzas, three sides, $27.
Yeah, it's like ham.
What, the rasher bacon?
Yeah. Cool.
All right, let's go to the menu here. Mm. Domino's in Australia, they got the premium pizza. I don't know what this is. Peri-peri chicken, a flavorsome pairing of seasoned chicken pieces, tomatoes, and sliced what? I don't know what that is. You can't, like, read more.
I don't know.
They have chicken and camembert. Type in camembert. So, what is that?
It's a cheese. Somebody told you how to say it up there. Rob did, I think.
He did?
It doesn't matter. It's a cheese. It's like camembert.
Okay.
All right. Do it like that.
Garlic chicken and bacon aioli. We know what aioli is, right?
That's good.
We know what that is.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mega meat lovers.
Now, that's
what I call you.
Doesn't sound bad because look at what it starts out saying.
Mega loaded, mega tasty.
It's got
featuring
chicken.
Seasoned chicken smoked something.
What, leg of lamb? I'm going to say, what's L-E-G?
I don't know. Let's see. If it gives me more information.
It's going to be more?
No.
I need more. Pick. Order it. Start your order, dude.
I can't go back.
Start your order now, bro.
I can't. I'm going to pick it up.
You're going to pick it up? Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
look what we've done. Now I can't even click out.
Yeah, we broke it.
I can't even go back.
Well, there's that.
All right. Well, what was the other one? They got prawns?
Yeah.
What is that, shrimp?
Yeah, it's a little shrimps.
Gross.
Gross, I don't want no shrimp.
Garlic prawns. Juicy prawns with fresh baby spinach and diced tomato.
Baby spinach is what I call Josh. What's on a mega?
Yeah, what is on a mega meat lovers in Australia? Will they DoorDash here for me? Can I DoorDash?
They might.
They've got what they consider traditional pizzas. What is it?
Never mind. I can get it without the smoked leg ham. But it's got seasoned chicken, ground beef, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and crispy rasher bacon.
Oh, all right. She told me how to get more about it. The Chicken Supreme, seasoned chicken, pineapple, mushrooms, something called capsicum?
I don't know. You split it up, it's a cap of something.
They've got the fire breather.
What's that?
All right, stop with the goddamn location. Fire breather.
They want to know now.
Domino's pepperoni, smoked leg ham.
Yeah.
What's going on in Australia? What's leg ham, Australia?
They just like to run up to a pig with a sword and go, yeah, and take a whack at him.
Seasoned ground beef, fiery jalapenos. All right, good one.
Yeah, which one has got the deep fried koala on it? I thought there'd be some crazy... Like, this one, we put a wallaby on there.
What's the double beef and onion?
Let me see what this is. There we go. If you're double beefing with an onion.
Just ground beef and barbecue sauce. Look at you, Australia. Spicy veg supreme. No, thank you. All right, and then you got your cheese. You got your cheese and garlic. You got your pepperoni. So there's a lot of similar stuff down there.
What'd that say? Cream friche?
Where?
You can have cream friche. The very last one.
What are you saying?
Cream friche.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a sauce.
Stretchy mozzarella, garlic sauce, and oregano on a
creme fraiche.
All right.
Mm.
Capsicum is a sweet chili pepper.
Oh, right. Sure it is.
All
right, well, let's get on over to Australia and get some Domino's,
let's
dude.
Let's eat something down there. But I'll tell you right now.
No, it's a pizza.
To disprove what we had, just looking at those photos made me more hungry.
No, not less hungry. I didn't want pizza before. Do now.
Yeah, now I do. I want specifically Australian pizza. Well, we're just about a week away from the Summit Federal Credit Union. Taste of Syracuse.
Around
downtown Syracuse, Clinton Square area. And I'll tell you, if you haven't seen the new layout, it's way better than it has been ever. I love this new compact, easily navigatable. Navigable?
No, you had it right the first time.
It's a great new layout. I like it. You don't got to walk as far. Everything is kind of like where it makes sense to be.
Yeah, it's in these couple spots.
Yeah.
Down this road over yonder where it didn't used to be before.
We have to thank, obviously, Tops Friendly Markets, our buddy from Battle Tested. Left some barbecue sauce over there.
God, that stuff's so good.
And I was on the Syracuse subreddit last night. Somebody asked, hey, where can I see some cool local bands? And I commented, the biggest local music festival... And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is, I would say, no more local bands play an event than Taste of Syracuse.
Yeah.
Stacey Waterman and her crew do a great job putting that together.
It's two full days of it.
Two full days of local
bands. Minus two national
acts. Eve Six and the Spin Doctors. So, yeah. I commented, hey, if you want to just kind of sample all this local music for free, this is the place to do it.
I almost swore. With a butt ton of varieties, too.
So much.
Yeah.
Hip-hop, funk, jazz, pop, grunge, all that stuff. Soul. I love it all. The new map is online, Jealousy. If you want to go there, go to the, I think it says map or FAQ or something on the website. But, yeah, I let people know, hey, that's the event. If you want to see what we have to offer.
Get all about it.
Here in Central New York. So, BuzzFeed put out an article just to make you feel weird, because there's like, I feel like she was trolling people. And I'm not going to play the clip because it's just going to anger me again. Amber Spain, you know who she is? I think she was a sports reporter for a while. I follow her on Instagram.
What's her name?
Amber Spain.
Mm-mm.
She posted a video of this TikTok of clearly like a very younger girl.
Oh.
Discovering cassette tapes and like explaining how cassette tapes work.
Okay.
And she's like, when you reach to the end of the, when you get to the end of the tape, it's just over. And you got to flip it over. Like, half of me is like, okay, she's just kind of trolling us old people. Or maybe she's really discovering cassettes for the first time. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised the way that all of these things have become like shocking and a TikTok trend.
Yeah.
You didn't heard about these new things from the 80s called cassettes?
Like, people love to troll me because they're like, if Michael J. Fox went back to the future in today's time, he'd go back to 1993 or something like that. Because that's the math. It was 85 back to 55. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It was 85 to 55, that's, 20 years.
Oh,
or
hurts.
30 years.
Oh, my head. That hurts.
So 30
head.
Years from this right now would be 1993.
Yeah.
And you'd see him go back to 1993. People love to pick on me for that. So BuzzFeed put together a bunch of stuff. They're like, hey. Here's some things that'll make you feel old that maybe these, since you didn't know what a cassette was.
Cool, thanks, BuzzFeed.
Did you know we used to do these things? For example, my kids can't fathom the idea that not only did we used to have to put our key in the car to start it, we had two separate keys. We had the ignition key.
God forbid you want to get in your trunk.
And the trunk key.
Oh, my God. That
we
was
had
so
two
annoying.
Different keys.
Yep. Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, I don't got the trunk key.
Although to this day, I still wish I had a key for my car instead of just a fob.
Why?
For whenever the battery dies, I never know.
I know, we looked into it. Yours does have something
it's somewhere, but we don't know where.
We don't know where.
It's gone.
They like to laugh because we used to not be able to use the internet if somebody was on the phone. That's a classic one. There's only one phone line guy.
Trying to connect the internet.
It was the mid to late 1900s. It was very different. And you can still have a glove box key. My wife's last car, her Subaru had that.
A glove box key?
Yeah, so it's like if you
didn't have one of those.
If you were
Thank
to
God.
Give your car to the valet, but you have very expensive gold bullion in the in your Subaru glove box. You don't want them getting that.
I don't want them to have at my weed and my guns.
You have the valet key.
Yes.
Because I'm obviously valeting my Subaru Outback.
I'll hold the glove box key.
You'd have to find out which movies were playing at your local theater by either checking the newspaper or calling movie phone. That was one that they told them about.
The paper was the best.
Yeah.
You get that paper on like the Friday and you start scanning to see what stuff's out that night.
I was watching Seinfeld the other day, surprise, surprise, and George's dad, it was the TV Guide episode, and he's like, how am I supposed to know what's on TV? And I go, he's right.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was on TV unless we had the TV Guide or the channel that would just scroll
that
endlessly.
Stupid channel that you would always miss your channel.
Yeah, you'd just
right
go to it
and
it's channel 29 and you wanted to know it was on 28.
Yep.
You're like, goddamn, I go to a whole new round for it to come back around.
Yeah, all right, let's see here. Oh, Weather Channel, yup.
This one was just great for us ADHD kids and us curious little rascals. Burning your hand with the car cigarette lighter because you didn't know what it was. We did that a lot.
I see that meme a lot where, like, kids, you know what this is? And then them comments.
Yeah, you're about to learn.
Parents asking their kids, like,
you're about to learn a lesson today.
No, I have no idea.
You push that in and it gets red hot and you're like, what is red hot? You touch your hand and you burn yourself.
Do they still have those? Cars still have those?
They have the outlet. There's no cigarette lighter in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why? I have the outlet, but why no cigarette lighter?
Because I think there's a lot of accessories made for that plug.
I want to light up, bro.
You do? I mean, yeah, why not?
I'm going to spark up
a J, roast this bone?
Well, no, I was trying to think of a cigarette. I'm going to spark up a Newport, man.
Oh, okay.
I need the cool release of the menthol.
You do?
It relaxes
me. It's a cool burn.
Ah, it's like I'm on top of a mountain, but on a nice warm day.
They also explained that when you wanted to play video games, you had to go to a specific channel on the TV, and then that was your video game channel, 3 or 4.
Is it on channel 3?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, man, that was awful.
That's the other one.
That little switch.
Paige is right. Car ashtrays. Very, very long gone.
The last one, my Alero came with a cup.
It did?
That was an ashtray. Like,
yeah.
Literally on the top was the was a cigarette like with the smoke, and you just lifted it, and then you could, you know, dab
you
as you wish. But
ash it off right there.
Yeah, that's
you're just tuning in. These are other things that we're educating the younger generation about that we used to have because a woman on TikTok, a young girl, discovered cassette tapes.
Yeah.
So we're saying, well, here's some other things you might discover.
That or it's always funny to watch the kids do the phone.
The rotary phone?
Rotary phone.
My kids didn't know how to do that.
That's always funny. That
and
he's
gonna,
a tape player.
I'm not going to have that old man energy. I'm like, you kids can't use it. They have no reason to. Why would they know?
It's funny to watch, but it's not like, you idiots. No, it's just,
no, they don't know.
You didn't have one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how to use a rotary phone. You don't know how to open a PDF, Grandpa,
right?
Whatever it is.
Exactly. I hated automatic seatbelts.
What were those?
As soon as you get in the car and it goes,
choke you to death.
Yeah,
what was that about?
You.
Why were we doing that?
I don't know. Don't know. Also, I loved my, speaking of seatbelts, my Geo Prism, my first car, I had two seatbelts. I had the lap one, but then I also had the connecty over my shoulder. So 99.999% of the time, I just did the lap one.
Because it turned off the alarm?
Yeah, and it was, I never got pulled over for it or anything.
Mm-hmm. Chevelle saying, awesome. Getting up early to watch the news if you have a snow day. Yeah, now we just get texts.
Yep.
Now we just find that out.
Yeah, that's how I learned the alphabet.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Paper maps coming in. I used paper maps into my 20s, guys. That's how old I am.
Maybe not so much the map itself.
MapQuest?
Yeah.
Yup. With the step-by-step direction, and you give them to the guy in the passenger seat.
Yup.
Tell me where you gotta turn.
Or, God forbid, it was just you. So you had to do, you were doing this move a lot.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, you were looking down at the seat. Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna T-bone somebody with that.
We're out of order!
Mm-hmm. Yep. What else? Yeah, that was one Cody and I talked about a couple weeks ago. It's funny. The sheet of paper with everyone's phone numbers on it.
Oh, God.
Stuck to the refrigerator or like near the phone.
Yep. Got to have all the numbers on there of every single person.
Yeah.
That way, you know, because there's not a phone. They're not in your phone. That's
how many,
phone.
Like if I were to quiz you, how many phone numbers do you think you have memorized right now?
Oh, I don't know.
I know my wife's phone number because it's the one we use for all of our like store bonus cards. So they're like, just put your phone number in there, like the Target and the Dick's and all that stuff. I put her phone number in, so I know that one. I know my parents' home phone number because I've had it my whole life. I know my phone number, but that might be it.
Yeah.
I know the studio phone number because I say it.
I've been doing them in my head, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say about probably 10.
I don't think I know more than 10, yeah.
Yeah, about 10, probably.
And I'm thinking my ass in high school knew like 30 phone numbers.
You had to know all of them. You had to know all of them.
And I would memorize patterns like on the phone so I knew what one to dial.
Yep. I remember all that.
Yeah. But I mean, nowadays, maybe.
Yeah. No.
Maybe 5 or 6phone numbers.
It's like that funny thing where it was people like, what's your phone number? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have to call myself.
Yeah.
This isn't my house anymore where I live, you know, in a house and I have a landline or whatever.
Why
don't
you tell me your phone number and I'll text you and then you'll have my phone number.
And then boom, there it is.
I don't know my phone number either.
Separate caller ID box coming in the text line. Yeah. Or
man.
Caller ID at all.
Dude.
We didn't know who was calling.
Do you remember that back in, what was it, like the mid to late 90s when that started showing
up? When somebody get caller ID?
And it was on your or your TV.
That was like early 2000s, bro.
That
was mind-blowing.
That was unreal.
I'm just talking that little white box that would show up.
Yeah.
And be like,
yeah,
Mike Weaver's calling Josh. Oh, okay. And he answers the phone.
Oh, man. That was the best.
Like, you guys, not to do like a whole old man thing here, Bob, but we used to just answer the phone blind.
Yeah.
We didn't know who was going to be there.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? We had, like, now you look at your screen, you know whose name it is, you know their number, you might know where they're calling from.
Yeah, well, you can just ignore people's messages.
Yeah, back then it was just like, I hear a phone ringing, I'll answer it, I don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
It could be great news, it could be terrible news. Star 69 him. Ha! Promised Cody I wouldn't share this clip of him, but it's too funny not to share.
What'd I do?
You sharted, and
hey!
You thought...
No, I didn't.
Well, here, I'll just play the clip.
I shorted. I shorted.
Where'd you short?
In my pants.
You sure? You know what a short is?
You think it's rude to, but it is rude to, but the rude to goes out and it splats.
You thought it was a root or two, but no, it wasn't a root or two. No. And it comes out and it splats. So yeah,
trust me, that's how you know. That's how you know.
That's how you know. All right, you're playing with the devil.
That's funny. They definitely learned that from his dad or his mom.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I like the phrase root or two, though. I'm using that a lot more now.
Root or two.
Thought it was a root or two, but
you
sometimes.
Have root or toots.
Oh, I got root or toots. About need to get a rotor rooter up
6:45,
there.
6:45. You had a root
or
two.
Oh, I did.
Uh huh.
Just about a week away from the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets. We talk a lot about the food, but allow me to remind you of the musical choices you'll have.
Plenty of that.
Kicks off Friday with Just Joey on the Cisco main stage on Clinton Square. Just Joe's noon to 1:30. Then the music picks back up at 5. Dangerous Type Vinyl Albums Live doing the Dad Rock Show, which will be awesome.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Hard Promises that Friday. You got Sophistafunk Friday night at 8:30. Skunk City doing a 90s show right before that.
All sorts of stuff going on,
on,
man.
The Seriously Nice Breeze Airways Erie stage.
That's crazy.
Brownskin Band that night as well. So many great bands. And then we jump to Saturday and his music all day.
Ugh.
And if you like anything, Country Swag is on, Seattle Suns are on, if you like Country Grunge, Spin Doctors are on, the main stage at 8:30.
What a weekend, man.
It's a weekend, man. Galaxy Media Partners, Washington Street Stage, Eve 6 at 7 o'clock on Saturday. So basically, you want to do a double banger, you can do Eve 6 at 7, they play till 8:15, and then you jump over to the Spin Doctors, they're 8:30 to 10.
Boom. You ain't missing a thing.
And then amazing bands throughout the weekend. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Put it in your calendar right now, and I really shouldn't do this. But.
Oh, my God. Is there?
I don't know if any of our bosses are listening.
There's nobody
right
here,
now, but
which means they could be listening on the way in the radio. So you're taking a risk here, bro, but go ahead.
Everybody listening to the show on K-Rock right now.
Wash my hands of this.
Every single one of you. 30 free tickets to Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. Every single one of you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Every single one of you, 30 free tickets. So so invite some friends, some family, because you don't want those going to waste.
Yep.
You don't want them going to waste, all right?
And you don't even have to do anything.
No. It's magic. It's in the air. Yep. It's in the atmosphere.
We pumped it in through the airwaves, and you're automatically in your brain now.
My favorite thing is just kind of... like this wave of stupidity that's happening with humans.
Oh, it's not my favorite thing.
It's not? No, it's... No, there's a lot of hate, and I hate that. I do not support, like, the hate and the fascism and all that stuff.
No, yeah, yeah.
But when people are just generally dumb...
Yeah.
I just kind of sit back. We got Dog in a Jacket?
They just ran by.
They don't like us. Dog in a Jacket, Dog in a Jacket.
Dog in a Jacket, Dog in a Jacket, Dog in a Jacket!
And my favorite... all right, Mom, I'll bring your tickets to the picnic on Sunday.
Whoa, you're bringing her extra?
Taxline says they should have like 60 free tickets out of this. You might have that many. God. I've been giving out a lot.
Oh, my God.
I've been giving out a lot.
All right, well, don't let them go to waste.
My favorite thing right now, because it seems like these last like 10 years or so, we're just kind of opening those doors to being dumb a little more. Like, hey, you want to be dumb? All right, be a little more dumb.
Yeah, be a little dumb.
And right now we're at the flat earther stage, where it was like a few years ago it was funny, like there was a few flat earthers, but now it's like it's back with a vengeance.
Yeah, yeah. And they're real serious about it.
Like Oswego's Owen Benjamin is totally off the rails on Twitter. He's all flat earth. He does not believe
really?
We are. Oh my God, it's this big thing. And people can't tell if it's a work or not. They're like, no, is this a bit, dude?
With him, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, man.
Because he fits that. The stereotype for it. He's a rich white kid.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's like, I can believe whatever I want and I'm right.
Yes.
I'm right.
Because I said it.
People who don't take any evidence and just say like, yeah, I'm right.
Yep.
I long for that kind of confidence. They're just being like, yeah, I'm right.
No, it's baffling to me just that. Yeah. What?
This is a woman down in Georgia. She's a politician. Shouldn't surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
who thinks that globes are all part of a big conspiracy. She's sick of seeing them.
Oh, what? Oh, she's a flat earther.
She's a flat earther.
Oh.
And we're all being fed these globe lies. We're in the pocket of a big globe.
She's unfamiliar with maps.
Yeah.
The
reason I think she has this point, because I've gone down a lot of flat earth wormholes, they believe, like, I was always like, well, why do you think that we're the flat one and all the stuff we see up in the sky is round?
Yeah.
And they say, well, that's because either A, that's a projection, meaning we're not even looking at the sky. It's some Truman Show stuff.
It's not real. It's not real. That's why.
With any conspiracy, I tend to believe that people can't keep their mouths shut. So if somebody was working on the flat earth conspiracy and somebody built a giant globe over, like a giant dome over us.
Yes.
Someone's going to talk about that.
Yes.
Humans can't keep their mouths shut.
This isn't the world. The universe's greatest kept secret is that the universe isn't real.
Like, that's with not, all of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk conspiracy theories all you want. Like, there's some that I obviously do believe in. But this one is far-fetched for me. This one and the moon landing one are far-fetched.
Oh, well, the moon one.
Because the moon landing one, that goes flat earthers and moon landing.
Oh, that's hand in hand?
Yeah, because where would we go? There's no moon, Cody.
Oh, there's no moon?
There's no
moon.
No, it's projected. It's up there. It's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lie. There's no moon up there.
Wow.
So they say that we never went to the moon. It was all on a soundstage. Part of me believes maybe, because who knows? I'm not trying to, you know, be an anti-moon landing guy.
No, it's not. No,
I'm saying, okay.
I'm of that. I'm not an anti-moon landing guy, but
you could convince me that we were in like a weird part, weird time politically, and we had to pretend that we beat, you know, the cosmonauts to the moon. You could kind of sway me.
And just the fact that we've determined back in the 60s or whatever that, all right, that's good. We're there. There's nothing that we're going to do again.
But
we're good now. We're good now.
Right. Like we're, that.
Don't need to go back at all ever. No, it's good. We were there once. So that's good. Then we can't discover anything else about it. Good. We're never going
to
do it again.
I try to keep my mind open pretty, you know, like to that one. I will believe half of what you're saying, that we did it on a soundstage because we wanted to beat the Russians and we wanted to, or the USSR.
I can be fine with that. Yeah.
And then, you know, Buzz Aldrin takes it very seriously. But the part where you lose me is, why have none of those people ever said anything? Why has no one ever written a book? Why is no one on their deathbed being like, I filmed the moon landing and it was fake? Like, why hasn't that happened?
I don't know. They silenced them.
Oh.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they did and we we didn't dump truck. We didn't believe them. We didn't believe them or something. You know
so
what
here
I mean?
She is.
Then they die and we were like, they're like, right? Well, we told everyone it was fake. Maybe that's where it all started.
Maybe.
Is that the cameraman was like, I filmed it. It was fake.
Like, same with the JFK or the Martin Luther King stuff. Like, that, you could talk me into it, where it's like the FBI, planned assassinations. I know we're going on a word wormhole. This is, you're not, I know it sounds like we're a coast-to-coast right now, but I get in all that. Because you can talk me into it, you know? I don't always trust our government. I don't always think they're making the best decisions for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know, you can talk me into that one. But the flat earth thing, you're not talking me into. Because it doesn't make any sense.
No, because you can't. I think someone on Twitch said it. Take me there.
Yeah. Because their theory world is that there's an ice wall.
Oh, and you can't get past
it. So we're surrounded by an ice wall. The military is there to stop you from going. So this, all of the world governments who hate each other can somehow agree
that the one thing,
we need to work together on is that protecting that ice wall.
Flat Earth.
So that no one can find out. And if there's all these people protecting the ice wall, where are they? Why haven't they talked? Or whoever built the dome over us, why haven't they talked?
Oh,
anyway,
that's a crazy one.
Here's the clip. This is a woman who says that we need to stop believing in globes.
I can't unsee this. All the globes everywhere.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I turn on TV, there's globes in the background. There's globes on there right here. Like, this would be a globe if I was a normal person. Like, everywhere there's globes. My children will be like, Mama, globe, 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 globe. They're everywhere. And that's what they do to brainwash. And so for me, if it is not a conspiracy, if it is, you know, real, why are you pushing so hard? Everywhere I go, every store, you buy a globe. There's globes everywhere. Every movie, every TV show, news media. Why?
I don't think
because it's round, you stupid frick.
I don't think that we're pushing it. It's just a thing.
No, it's because that's, it's just like, Why are you guys having all these trees and things?
Like, the burden of proof is on...
That's what they are.
Like, the burden of proof is on flat earthers.
Yeah.
Okay, then prove it to me.
Yeah.
Well, they never can, because they can't go to the ice wall that's protected by the military, or whatever their reason is, you know?
Oh, man.
I'm pretty dumb, so to be dumber than me is an effort.
Well, what's a big lie in that right there when she's like, me and my kids were out all over the place.
So her poor kids.
But we see globes everywhere. They're like, globe. Sweetheart, you're not anywhere where there's educational stuff.
You're nowhere near.
You ain't slipping that one by me.
And think about your day.
You play in the dirt.
Do you encounter a globe?
Barely ever at all. At all. So she ain't seeing nothing. She's full of malarkey.
She reproduced.
I'm a baby.
She's telling her kids, I don't believe it. Y'all pushing big globes on us.
I'm thick of it. Who is she? Just a normal stupid idiot?
Oh, she's a politician.
Oh, well, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, again, we should have IQ tests. There should be a test.
I'm in Congress.
There should be an exam that you gotta pass to be a politician. I can't get a license without passing the test.
It's going to be a House representative's, but I told him I already has a house.
We just put some of the dumbest people in charge of our government, man. I'll tell you what.
And they get voted in.
And then people are like, yeah, I like that lady.
Yeah, I like that one. She's smart.
Who thinks globes are fake.
It's the first ever Echo Fest. This very cannabis-friendly event will feature over 15 bands rocking the high green hills in Afton. Electric Manchild, Mutt Farm, Revenants, Stone Rose, and more. Friday, August 18th through Sunday, August 20th, hit the rave tent. Shop many great vendors and watch fire spinners light up the sky. Vendor spaces are still open. There will be an indoors growing cup as well as an edibles contest. Car camp for this three-day festival. Pre-sale tickets on sale now for single day or the entire fest through August 4th. Search Echo Fest 2023 on Facebook for tickets and info. Send smoke signals to your friends and get tickets now to the first ever Echo Fest, August 18th through the 20th. Sponsored by Infusions from Lift and Minds and Cornucopia Thrift Shop. Find Echo Fest 2023 on Facebook and watch K-Rock CNY on Twitch for more info.
On the line, Ben Morrow. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Josh. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. So, Ben, if you're not familiar with Ben, he's got the best hair in the rock and roll game, in my opinion. My guy.
Yeah.
Cody knows. He's got a great set of locks on him, but Ben is actually he's a guitar player, he's played with artists like Lionel Richie, Don Felder of the Eagles, Cher, John Fogerty of CCR, and you're coming to Sharky's tomorrow night for Ben Morrow and Friends. What is this going to entail, Ben?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're going to be doing some classic rock, some country rock, some blues rock. A lot of my favorite songs growing up, I'm going to get to play on the big stage at Sharky's at the Pavilion. I'm excited.
So you're traveling and you're in Charlotte right now, right at the airport?
Yes, we're in the airport right now, yep.
Where are you living nowadays?
I'm living with my fiance in Las Vegas.
Oh, so what's the day-to-day gig? Are you still on any of these residencies or tours, or what have you been up to?
Well, I gave up the Lionel Richie gig after 22 years.
Wow!
So I can focus on my own, my own music, and my own stuff. I'm still playing in the Don Felder band.
Awesome!
And I'm still playing in Cher's band. She's not really doing much at the moment, but I'm still in those bands. Yeah.
And what is it like in Vegas right now? Because all these big artists will come there and do their residencies. And do you love that? Because you're not sleeping on a bus every night. You get to play gigs and then just go back to your house.
It is amazing, especially that I live there now. I mean, all the big casinos and places where artists do residency are like 15 minutes from the house.
Yeah.
So it is great to get to play a show and actually like go home and sleep in my own bed instead of having to get on a bus and drive, 500 miles or something. Oof. So Vegas is great. Vegas is great for that. You get to play your show and then stay right there. It's awesome.
On the line, Ben Morrow. He's going to be at Sharky's tomorrow night looking for something to do, 6 to 9 tomorrow over at Sharky's on Old Liverpool Road. When you travel with the guitar, as somebody who's had a guitar broken by TSA, do you check them,
man,
or do you kind of bring them out? How do you travel with those?
I just check them.
Yeah?
I have had a couple. I had a weird thing where I think somebody at the airport took my guitar and, I don't know, took it home and played with it or something and broke it and, like, fixed it. And there was, like, a cut in the back that they filled with, like, wood glue or something. It was, like, one of my nice Les Pauls. I was like somebody did surgery on it. Like, they took a kidney out of it or something and did, like, a surgery. And then I got it back and I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
But I just check them like luggage.
Yeah.
So you just got to kind of take your chances. And, you know, as soon as they get there, it's like, oh, look at it. And it's like, oh, okay. How's the little baby? Did it make it? Okay. but yeah, you just got to kind of put it in their hands. It kind of sucks, but you know, usually it's okay. But yeah, every once in a while, there is a weird thing.
So Ben, who are the friends we're going to be playing with tomorrow night over at Sharky's?
Yeah, I got a great band. A guy named Edgar Pagan playing bass and singing. And a guy named Josh DeCaney playing drums. And my fiance Marilyn is going to be playing percussion and singing backgrounds, too.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's a 3-hour set, so you're just going to be rocking all night?
Wow.
Yes, yes. We got a bunch of great songs, some of my originals, but yeah, I've put together like a great set of like my favorite classic rock, country rock, blues rock. So like some Stevie Ray Vaughan, ZZ Top, stuff like that. So like a lot of my favorite songs that I've always wanted to get to do. You know, it's really great because now I'm able to get to do it, with this great band, all guys from Syracuse. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Have you played this new pavilion yet? Jim did a great job putting this whole outdoor stage together at Sharky's.
Yeah, you know, I haven't. I actually have been doing a show for probably the last 5 years, like a kind of friends and family show at Christmas, like in a downstairs room at Sharky's. And then we talked to him about doing a show under my own name, and he said, yeah, let's do it at the Pavilion. And I've never been there, but I've seen some footage of it, and my dad went to check it out and took some video, and I was like, oh, my God, this place is amazing.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
It looks great. The lights and the stage. And the, yeah, I mean, it's like a national stage.
He put a ton of money into it. It's a really beautiful stage. He's got big artists coming all the time now over to Sharky's, which is awesome because it's, you know, it's a great place to go see some live music. All right, Ben, I'll let you go. I know you got to catch a flight. Ben Morrow and friends tomorrow. 6 to 9.
Thank
He's
you so
traveling.
Much, Josh.
You got it, Ben. Have a great, safe trip, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Bye bye.
See ya, Ben Morrow and friends tonight. Sharky, 6 to 9. Always good checking in with him, man.
Hanging out on a little weekend action.
Yeah,
a little Friday, because Friday's a weekend.
Ben Morrow, go to the Sharky's website, sharkysbarandgrill.com, for info. It's He's doing all French cannabis tonight.
Yep.
all French, France. Anyways, tonight's Coco Puffs, twitch.tv/KRockCNY, presented by our friends over at East Coast Emeralds, Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, and so many others we'll tell you about tonight.
We'll just, like, have a good time.
Just have a good hang, man.
Just have a good time.
All the commands are still live in our Twitch. Anytime you want to learn about those great companies, we can tell you about them there. Can't do it on the radio. You know how that goes. And not to get ahead of ourselves, but you might start hearing some spots about a very big event happening right next door here at Flintstone.
Hello.
That Coco and I will be a part of, and you're going to want to be a part of it, but not get ahead of ourselves. Start with tonight's show.
Awesome. Awesome.
Would you like to camp? Do you like to gamp?
Last time I agreed to something sound like that with you, I ended up real sore the next day.
Just come camping with me real quick. So it's a stupid word they're using. It's when you go camping at either like haunted locations because ghosts. I know, bro. I know. You can be mad about it because I'm mad about it.
I didn't have tiny T-Rex arms, I'd slap you.
It's like, you can either camp at haunted locations or you can camp at, like, movie spots, like Camp Crystal Lake and stuff.
I would do the haunted spots.
Yeah?
Just because I'm interested in that stuff after we've done it a few times and we had a couple weird things that happened that were unexplained. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I love that stuff, and I continue to go on ghost hunts, even though nothing ever happens to me. I don't think I'm touched.
We did, though. We had stuff happen to us.
I know, and it's like, but you see stuff. I never see stuff.
That one where there was that pond behind us or whatever.
Well, the Rhode Island house that inspired the film The Conjuring is offering fans the chance to go ghost camping on the property.
Why not just in the house? Can I go in the house?
Yeah, no. Stay out of the house, please.
Can I go in the
house? We live here.
We live here, please.
And don't pee in the yard.
Please don't pee in our yard. Please take away your foods.
Ah, give me that.
They said 8 campsites have been set up on the property, each with a 3-4 person tent.
Wow.
The campsites cost $400 a night.
Damn.
Goodbye.
Not happening.
And each has its own fright factor rating.
Okay.
Said to correlate with the spookiness of the camping experience.
Uh-huh.
Are you camping? Visitors are to bring their own equipment to investigate what might be the darkness, because this excursion is sure to test your capacity to experience the paranormal. You're a movie set.
Yeah.
You're telling me because you were a movie set, you're also got ghosts?
Nah, I don't know about that.
The home.
I've got, not for $400, man.
Well, if it's, yeah.
$100 a person ain't too bad, I guess.
It has hosted real-life events that served as the basis for the movie, they claim. The family whose lives were dramatized in the movie report numerous paranormal experiences. Okay, so they're trying to say this is the house where all this crazy stuff happening and you can camp there.
Huh.
How much is a campsite normally?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Not that. Per night, anywhere from like 15 to 50.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
For the places I go.
And yeah, Twitch is right. King Fab says that Sylvan Beach has ghosts. You could just camp at Sylvan Beach.
Right. Just go sit over there and wait for the nighttime to fall and see what happens.
My thing about ghosts, though, which is why I don't want to like stay at a haunted location or camp at a haunted location, when I'm done, I'm done. Like, when I like to be, all right, did the ghosty thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home now. I don't want to do ghosty stuff anymore. I don't want to be sleeping thinking about ghosts around me.
No, always waking up going, who was that?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Like, I want to do the ghost thing, and then I'm going to go, all right, I'm done ghosting for a while, and then I go home.
I like that.
On our Twitch channel, come enjoy
Animus
with Cody Mack. Thanks to our friends at East Coast Emeralds Paper and Leaf Hemp Company and so many other great partners of ours. Before we get to the top of the hour, your 90s and 9 video games and all that.
What?
I want to introduce you to Duck. It's a dog named Duck.
Okay. So what type of Labrador is he?
Correct. He was in school for duck hunting.
All right.
And he failed.
Oh, no. He likes the ducks?
He didn't like killing ducks and going to get them.
Oh, he just wanted to be their friends?
So they made him a therapy dog instead.
He had failed out of duck hunting school, and he didn't just fail a little. He failed miserably, like wouldn't fetch, wouldn't retrieve. Failure, more than not, leads to success. To be on the cutting edge, the beginning of something on your 25th, 26th, 27th year is exciting.
Good
it's
for him.
Changed my career.
Aww, that's a good story. Good for Duck.
No.
I love it when like people are like, no, you're going to go do this thing, dog. And the dog's like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. No, thanks.
I don't think I'm going to do that thing.
You are.
Freddie has just been, he's an addict. You guys know that about my Boston Terrier. He's an addict. He needs a ball.
Somebody needs to chase the ball.
The weather's nice. He needs to chase the ball.
Yeah. When he's over, you have to have the ball up somewhere.
Yeah.
It cannot be in sight at all.
Yeah. Like, and it's a weird comparison to make, but I'll make it. Like, you know when you're trying to, like, hook up with your girlfriend or wife or whatever, and you kind of, like, give hints?
You're like, hey, I just want to feel it.
He does that, too, where he's just like, oh, I just happen to have this ball here. If you want
this ball here,
throw that to me.
Respond back, huh? Answer me back? No? Okay.
Did you take Elsa to the lake yesterday?
No, not yesterday. Yesterday ended up sucking.
Oh, yeah, it rained.
It was supposed to be like, no, it'll be breezy, but it'll be in the 70s. It was like 60 degrees.
Dude, when that cold front came through, it was ice cold.
Yeah, that's awful. Enough of this BS, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It's chilly outside.
I do want to get into the actual lake, because I like to be able to wade in it as well when it's hot. Like, I don't just go there and just stand and look at it. I want to wade in it.
And does she get into?
A little. She's doing it a little bit more now. She likes Verona a little bit more. She likes to jump off that log.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant log that's, once you get out in Verona Beach a little bit, there's a log that's out there. You can kind of, they walk back up and forth or whatever, and she likes to leap off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That sounds fun.
I don't mind that. Just not it.
Today might not be a day
for
that.
No. Today's going to be, today's supposed to be like, what, 60?
It's going to be like 60, and then it's going to be 38 tonight, overnight, right.
And then just a little warmer tomorrow.
And you warm it up.
We're getting there.
Tonight.
I'm Chris Pratt.
I'm Billy Corgan.
Chris Pratt, I'm a pumpkin.
tonight.
Tonight is Cocoa Puffs, 8 o'clock. Join on our Twitch channel. Our cannabis broadcast, 8 p.m. tonight. Let's get to your leftovers, shall we? The best in home improvement discounts have just gotten better. Odds and Ends is at an all new location, 5 West Whitesboro Street in Yorkville. Windows, doors, floors, and more. You will find it at Odds and Ends with unbelievable wholesale prices. Visit their new showroom and explore the possibilities of your next project. Now, obviously, domestic violence, never funny. We don't make jokes about that, but
unless
this is a Florida man.
Slapping you in the mouth.
Pretty close. This is a Florida man who was arrested for domestic battery charge.
Okay.
After he struck his girlfriend in the face twice with a steak.
Oh.
Now he's been arrested.
Oh.
His name is Joshua Dumar, 32.
If I had a dollar for every time a Josh slapped somebody in the face with a meat.
That's what I'm going to say. You want a guy to hit you in the face with his meat? You want him to hit you in the face with his meat?
Might not be a steak, but it'll sure feel like a kill box.
Griffin is up next. See you guys at Cocoa Puffs tonight. Be excellent to each other. I've been having dreams about...